Swivel Fig. Swivel Fig. Fuck. Where in Merlin's name does he keep the Shrivel Fig? It was so much easier to steal when Sprout taught herbology. If I can't find some, we'll have to do something else to celebrate. Oh! Hi, Professor. What am I doing here? Well, I came early to class. And I thought I'd say hello. I just thought you'd be in the back room of the greenhouse, so that's why I'm in here. No, I didn't break in. The door was ajar, so I thought you were inside. But you're not, so I'll just get out of the back room so we can chat. What did I want to talk about? Well, I just enjoy chatting with you so much, I wanted to say hi before class started. So, how's the mandrake harvest looking this year? I'm not doing anything sketchy. I'm being honest. You are my favourite professor, after all. No, I'm not joking. I was worried about getting a new professor in my seventh year, but you somehow made herbology feel like a brand new subject. No, I'm serious. 6 years at Hogwarts and the most fun I've ever had in herbology was with you, Professor. You make the subject really alluring. You're just so passionate and engaging. It's always a pleasure, your lessons. It's honestly the highlight of my week, seeing you in class. What am I doing? I'm just getting close so that we can hear each other better. As I was saying, you make everything so interesting, exciting, provocative. Professor, my eyes are up here. But I really don't mind. Sure, Professor. Of course you're just looking at my head girl pin. You wouldn't be staring at anything else. So this must be some devil's snare in your pocket. It couldn't be your twitching, hard cock. That'd be inappropriate. Staring at your student, imagining her naked. Almost as inappropriate as your student rubbing your cock through your robes, grabbing on tight to feel how hard you are and what you have to offer her underneath. You sure this isn't Devil's Snare? It's twitching like mad. Even if I press my body against yours, it just doesn't stop. I can feel how bad you want me, Professor. I don't mind, Professor. You work hard. You deserve a reward. A gesture of how much I adore you and appreciate all you do for my fellow students. Yes, Professor. I know we're in a greenhouse. I know people could see me through the glass, but you don't get into my house without being brave. Enjoying the risks. Oh, the feeling of eyes on us when you're naughty. It makes me so hot. I can feel it on my face. I might even start sweating soon. It could also just be hot in here. I'll just undo a few buttons. You know, to cool down. I know, Professor. I'm not wearing a bra. Do you want to guess what else I'm not wearing? Maybe. Would you like to find out? Good. Let me take your hand. Oh, you have such sexy hands, Professor. Gentle but rugged. Your hand feels so good on my skin, rubbing my inner thigh, just under my skirt, slowly sliding up, determined to explore. Oh, looks like you found your answer. I'm a dirty little slut that isn't wearing any underwear. I never do. I touch myself in your class, Professor. What a reaction! I thought your cock couldn't get any harder. I'm so impressed. It feels so big. Oh, I can't help myself, Professor. I just need to see it. I'll just get on my knees and pull open your robes. Oh, fuck. Professor, your cock is gorgeous. It looks so tasty. I need it. You're right. Your next class will be here soon. You'd better hurry up and fuck my slutty little mouth then. That's not Devil's Snare at all. Though it does move with a mind of its own, pulsing and twitching on my tongue. Do you like my filthy mouth? Because I like your cock. It's nice and thick. It feels so good between my lips. It fills my mouth perfectly. You make such good noises. Shh, don't be so loud. Keep it down or someone might notice. The walls are very transparent. Anyone could easily see me on my knees, doing what a good head girl should. Servicing the school. So, let me serve every inch, worship you with my tongue, suck and lick until you... Looks like the Ravenclaws are early, as usual. We can move to the back room so we can have some privacy. Unless you'd like me to stop and I can be on my way. Whatever you want, Professor. I'm coming. Don't make such a fuss. Now, where were we? Right. You were letting me suck this amazing cock. It's just so gorgeous, enticing, magnificent, succulent. I could suck on it all day. Feeling you pump in and out of my mouth. Mm. good. I can feel you twitch and pulse. Oh, fuck, it's so damn sexy. I'm so wet from sucking your cock. You know, if you want, you could fuck me. Not yet. I need something from you first. I need dried drivel fic. A good amount. Once you give it to me, I'll milk that cock dry. Yes, Professor, I know what it's used for. But we just won the Quidditch Cup. Gryffindor needs a proper celebration, and nothing says party like the draught of euphoria. No, Professor, I'm not just using you. I do find you handsome. It's just that, well, we both have something the other wants. I want some shrivel fig, and you want my tight, wet pussy. So, what do you say? Do you want to trade? Oh, so that's where it was. Interesting. Why, thank you, Professor. You're so kind. Of course, Professor. Right away. Let me just turn around. Bend over. Pull my robes up. Do you like my ass? It's okay. They probably didn't hear. But the thrill of almost getting caught. Being seen. Being heard. Being spanked. Nice and hard till I cry out. So everyone knows how much of a filthy slut I am. Oh, please, Professor. Don't tease me. We don't have time. Oh, fuck, yes. I wanted this so bad. Daydreaming of you, touching myself, imagining just how good you'd feel, pounding my needy cunt. I fantasize about you fucking me in front of the whole class, showing me off. Such a good little fuck toy, like a cheap Huffle slut. On display for everyone. I want them to watch. I want their eyes on me. I want them to crave me. It's making me so damn wet. Oh, Professor, I need it. I need your cum. Oh, please, come on my face. I want it so bad. Fuck me. Fuck me! Oh, I can feel you getting close. Oh, just hold on for me. I'm going to come. Oh, fuck, I'm going to come. So nice, warm and sticky. And you have a very delightful taste. There's nothing like a good facial. Well, I'd better get back. We should do this again sometime. I always have needs to be met. Clean up. Professor, Gryffindors wear their accomplishments with pride.